Somebody's gonna fly in January and do that, but we don't sure, maybe January wouldn't kill us, but maybe we should be getting towards middle of February somewhere, a little more daylight, we should be back in business. We shouldn't be. Of course, as far as telling people that they come to the door, have a sign up, say, hey, you know, we're closed here temporarily, we'll be back in 4 or 5 weeks. Hopefully we can do that, say. That's probably the best way, because everyone really wants to know those who came to the door. Most of them.
Well, they're going to tell their friends. The aviation community is a very small lake community.
I understand.
And they're going to talk and discuss and everything. But I think Garrett's point is that we need to make sure that the county.
No, that you've got to have a good operator.
Yes.
You can't. I've seen these this restaurant at times. I'll be honest with you. I come once and I've had enough. I brought the Lions Clubs out here. We've eaten out there. We came and we left. We never come back because it was just not a good place to eat.
Well,
we just felt we could eat somewhere else much better. It wasn't the quality of food besides. So, you know, you gotta have those things. If you got good food, they'll be there. And you cannot, if you charge $2 more, people are more satisfied than they are than having poor food.
Are the minutes of these meetings presented to council? No.
Do what?
So any recommendations that come out of the committee have to be expressed?
Well, I know. I think the administrator takes, you know, probably a synopsis between him and Jim and talk to the council on important items. But I can't say that the council has given the minutes and read. I mean, because there's a lot of committees that they oversee. But I think it's safe to assume if you didn't know about it, telling like Sam, that probably some other council members didn't know about it.
First I heard of it.
So it's probably best that we do some sort of.
How long does Todd know about it? How long have you done it?
We've been working the last few months.
Oh, yeah.
Hal Godwin, who's the assistant administrator, has been working on it pretty steady. So.
Try and get somebody.
Yeah, he's the point guy on dealing with the restaurant. And
okay.
I mean, I can tell you, I've had conversations with him and Todd, and you know, they're both.
Well, I'll be on the phone here next
you know, working day. Hard to make sure the downtime is minimized, if we have any at all. You know, making sure we have the right operator in there, and they are aware of everything you brought up. You know, the fact that he wants to leave at the end of December, and you know, issues with quality and things like that. So it won't be anything new that this is happening. What they need to know is the committee's opinion and recommendations.
And to say that there will always be a restaurant, I have a fear because I know Salisbury, which has passenger service, has not been able to have a restaurant, and now they've got vending machines in there is all they have, and a couple booths. And to me, that's a shame for them, and it would be a shame for us to turn into.
Well, I mean, that was one part that I was going to disagree with what Garrett said. I don't accept that 5 years from now somebody would be in the restaurant. I don't know that that's a safe assumption.
Well, that's true.
And if it's not, that is a critical part of the equation that keeps life and, you know,
keeps it vibrant.
I mean,
I agree. You know, I agree, and I did say that. I guess but in the context of what I was saying was that the county, I think, views favorably that they spent a lot of money on that terminal building 10, 11 years ago. You know, and it's turned out very well. It's a beautiful terminal building that a lot of pilots come in and say,
got a lot of compliments on that, yeah.
And the county's been committed to having a restaurant there for 10 years, and I'm just pretty sure the county would say that they want to have it there for another 10 years. So what I meant to say, I guess, is I don't doubt the county's desire to have a restaurant there. They may not, they may want a different operator, I don't know how about all that, but that's all the only reason for bringing it up was to emphasize that any downtime is just is a real negative.
It's gonna hurt.
And that there's no way, you know, the people on the county side may not know that there's no way to get the word out to the pilot community easily and effectively. There's no easy way to let pilots know that are 200 miles away that, hey, we're back open for business. There's no way to do it. So, you know, we could put a sign up that says, hey, we're closed for remodeling. We'll be real.